Welcome to First Nation Ministries. Today we're bringing you a classic broadcast from our founder, Reverend Don Klein.
I love to tell the story.
This is the voice of First Nation Ministries, dedicated to spreading the gospel of Jesus Christ to the Indian tribes of the United States, Canada, and Mexico. Now here's the director of First Nation Ministries, Reverend Don Klein.
Hello there, neighbor. Well, God bless your hearts. I pray for you every day, you teammates out there in Radio Land, because we'd be lost without you. I just share with you my earthly wealth amounts to nothing. I've sent everything on ahead, and I'm putting everything into it I can. And God being my witness, that's the facts of the case. And I'm dependent upon you teammates. And they kind of have a little fun at the old preacher. I'm anxious to get down to that mailbox on the morning and see what the manna has fallen from heaven, because that determines what we're capable of doing. And it takes money to operate, but you know all that. There's no use in me spending a lot of time on that. You're doing fine. The man is increasing, but the open doors are increasing faster than the man, I'll tell you that. But we leave that with the Lord, which with nothing we can do, and I'm sure you people are doing the best you can, and I thank you. You're doing wonderfully well, and I wished I could sit down with every one of you individually and thank you eye to eye for what you've done, because it's important. And I think of the older people that say, well, I'm not able to do much. Don't say that. You're important. And I'll tell you, your $5, we've gotten big ones. We've gotten some in the thousand, but they're far and few between. But thank God for those that are just minding God and are faithful. And I've been putting in my thank you notes to you people. Thank you for your faithfulness. And that's important, because if we're donating, I know you're praying. It's on your mind and it's on your heart. And your prayers, neighbor, your prayers and my prayers are the power that moves the hand of God. Did you hear me? Your prayers make a difference. It makes a big difference. If the people, well, somebody says, well, if God's going to help you, he can help you whether I do anything. No, God's people. Lord, what would you have me to do? Then I want to follow that up with a question. What have you ever done that an Indian might make it to heaven? They're out on these reservations, and it's, I tell you, we've whitewashed it, and we, most of us, were ignorant of it. I was shaking my boots. I think I've got a college degree and prepared to teach history in high school, and I knew absolutely nothing about Indians and the true circumstances. And you know, they were the guys that shot the wagon trains up, and you couldn't blame our forefathers and so forth, but let's get on the Indian side of it. There's two sides to this coin, and I'm sure God didn't intend for this North American continent to be a happy hunting ground for the Indians and everybody else stay away, because that isn't the way God's worked with the creation that he's made. And it didn't belong to them, but in a sense it did. They were the first Americans. And certainly they didn't deserve the treatment they've gotten, the broken treaties and the shacks and all that they've had to live in. And we've said, well, if they'd be like white men, they don't want to be like white men. And they've got some points there, neighbor. If we get real honest, I'll tell you, this nation of ours, it makes me shudder. The swear words, the news reporters are cursing while they're making the news report. I never dreamed we'd see that. And homosexuality and lack of morals, the moral decay. And I'll tell you, I know you dear people are right with me, that are believers and living close. We say, even so, come Lord Jesus. because there's no way out of this except God helps us. And we can look to politics and political leaders, but if they're not anchored in the Lord, if they don't have a faith like our forefathers did that founded this nation on the principles of the Bible, those framers of the Constitution were believers, and they had the Word of God, and the rules and the laws were made. The Bible, the Ten Commandments, were the basis of all moral law. And so it was. But anyway, it's going forward, and we're gaining some ground. Climbing on the upward way, new heights we are gaining. And that's not hype or just trying to give you a sales pitch, but I want you to know, I share with you, I wish you could go along and see for yourself. But when you see these Indian people, they're not all getting saved. It's no big landslide or anything of the kind, and it never has been. There's never been a true religious awakening. And that's sad when you stop to think that they welcomed the white man in a lot of circumstances and situations. Our forefathers landed on that old East Coast, a stern and rock-bound coast. And if it hadn't been for the Indians, those that helped them through, and they were friends. And then as we moved west, we were met by and large with friendship, until we started shooting them and taking their lands and crowding them into prison camps. Oh, no, they're not prison camps. They were reservations. I spoke wrong there. Let's look at it. An Indian had to go to the reservation he was assigned to. And he had to stay there. He wasn't allowed to run around the country. That's a reservation. And there had limitations on them. And we put them on land that we thought we'd never need or never want. But old Custer's boys found gold in those Black Hills, and suddenly the sacred land of the Sioux was desirable to the miners and the white men, and they went in there. They took it away. They violated treaty rights. And again and again, and you can get right close to home here in the old Salmon Runs and that Celilo village and all. I understand why some of these Indians up there have deep roots. That's holy ground. They worship the Creator. They didn't start their salmon fishing till they had prayed for the Creator and thanked Him and feasted before Him a salmon fest, praising God for the wonderful fish. And they'd done it for years. The archaeologists have they've discovered and dug up the remains of camps that were there before Jesus walked the earth. And the Indians were fishing up there at the rapids in Celilo, and the people gathered in, and then they were put on a reservation. And we said, we'll make a deal with you. If you let us flood those rapids, why, we'll give you other fishing sites, and we'll build you houses. And then 50 years went by before we really built. Oh, we put up a few little old quick shacks, and some lived in their own in little old Celilo village. I've driven by it hundreds of times, and I always felt kind of good about that because my mama grew up at the Dalles. I've told that story again and again, but her dad, old Roy Ward, there was an island in the Columbia River named after my granddad. He owned it. He was interested in panning for gold out there, and he hit some, believe it or not. But the real gold mine, the railroad, wanted to put a bridge across there eventually, and he sold them the island so they could put footings for their bridge, and so it is. But those Indians, their descendants, I've stood at the old graveyard at Wounded Knee and stood with Darrell New, and his grandfather was there, and the little boy, and he escaped, one that lived through the massacre, and he's buried up there. Darrell stood there and bared his heart, and he wept as he told me these things. And we had a prayer there. and you can understand how they feel. But we can't straighten up the wrongs of the past. All we can do, the best thing we can do, is point them to the Lamb of God. But we go in there with our white man's language, and I've learned, don't argue about whether he's Jehovah Jireh or he's the Creator. He's the one that made it all, and they know that. So call him Father, or they call him Grandfather, even more honored than Father. And he sent his son, the mighty chief. That's what he was. Bless the Lord, O my soul. And he came down and gave his life to save the tribe. All of us. Not only took you Indians in, it took us old pale faces in, and the Jews and the black people, and the red, yellow, black and white, they're precious in his sight. And so it goes. And neighbor, I'm encouraging them as best they can to forget the past and think more about the future. And in the meantime, let's take everybody with us we can, and let's not forget the first American. Oh, God, bless our team. Prosper them, Lord. Help us through these tight times financially. Bless those that are still giving sacrificially, Lord, and take the means and use it to thy glory and the salvation of Indians. Amen.
Thank you for listening to this classic First Nation Ministries broadcast with our founder, Reverend Don Klein, where our goal is to reach out to the Native American tribes throughout the country and share Jesus Christ with them. We do it through an act of love by providing much-needed food, clothing, bedding, and just those basic things they simply don't have. You can help us by donating those basic necessities to First Nation that would in turn be driven and delivered to our Native brothers and sisters. God made it clear to our founder, Don Klein, many years ago to reach out to these hurting people, and we want to continue that vision to take the powerful message of Christ to our Native American family. Thank you so much. Join us tomorrow on First Nation Ministries as Deborah Klein continues with her current teaching.
I love to tell the story.
You can help us reach our Native American brothers and sisters with your prayers and financial gifts. Please write to us at First Nation Ministries, Post Office Box 30055, Portland, Oregon 97294. That's Post Office Box 30055, Portland, Oregon 97294. You can call us at 503-477-6077, 503-477-6077, and visit our website at firstnationministries.org.